as last week so much. And of course we accept what you say, and guided by you.
It is important that all of you within this group be used to the very best of your capabilities.
Yes.
Because the time will come when each one will go forth as the branches of the trees, each taking with it the knowledge and the gifts which they have attained here. It is important that in time to come, knowledge be spread to those who are awaiting it.
Yes, I quite understand. And I'm very happy to know that those in due course will be taking the knowledge with them to give to others. It's very encouraging for them.
There has to be purpose in the knowledge giver. It is not given to be retained within one room, one person, one group. So, what we bring to you must go forward in time to come.
Good. I'm very happy to know that, and I'm sure everybody here will be.
So, you understand that sometimes it is important that those from our side come to work with you all.
Right, yes.
They must be given the opportunity to work with the instruments available.
Yes, we do understand that, and we're very happy to agree to this being done.
I have been aware of your many questions to me since last week. I have tried to inspire those who need such help. But this time, I will leave it and will return to some of the questions within your minds to which have been placed before us.
Thank you very much.
I will answer one question this time before I leave you and allow the others to come to use these instruments.
Good. Thank you. Yes, I'm very happy to do that. Well, I will ask the one question. And if you prefer not to answer it on this occasion, I quite understand. It concerns the cloning which is being done by scientists nowadays. you're aware of what that is, I'm sure. And it is said that cloning will result in absolutely identical animals or individuals. And of course, many people are concerned that cloning should not be applied to humans. But let us assume for a moment that it is applied in the future. How would that affect the spirituality of those persons? They cannot be spiritually identical, I'm sure.
You are great, great. They can never attain perfection as far as identical people are concerned.
No, I couldn't see it. It is
impossible. They have achieved, and it has been coming for some time, where your sciences and your doctors have knowledge which have brought them to this point. But misuse of knowledge given cannot be right. So I will say to you, this should not take place. But, of course, again, we come to free will.
Yes.
Whilst the knowledge exists, it is at risk of being used wrongly.
Just as so many things have been in the course of mankind's history.
Sadly, yes. We are restrained from many things. And I say, it saddens our soul to see this knowledge so misused. But let me say only this. And we will return to the subject, if you so desire, on another occasion, when time will permit me to speak more broadly upon the subject.
Yes, we would like that, please.
But I will say to you, the achievements cannot be fully guaranteed. It cannot, because all of you are individual. You are sparks of the great divine. And that individuality cannot be usurped in any way.
Of course not. The scientists obviously are thinking only in purely physical terms once more.
Of course, and in that respect, they can achieve what they will call success. But I tell you, here and now, it is a success which will be short-lived.
I thank you very much for that information.
But we will return, because I know upon your earthly plane that it has created disturbance for many.
Yes, it has indeed, Sadhguru.
I thank you for your question. I hope that you are happy to continue this time and allow these good and gentle people to allow those who love and want to use them to come to you.
Yes, thank you very much for your courtesy in answering, and I will be very happy to do it.